any calls.
K2PTV, K2PTV.
A special weather alert.
It's probably with the fog, I would think.
You're on the air this morning. Are you on the road already?
Yeah, I, in the lieu of the whole gas situation, I leave a little early and then just drive a little bit slower. It takes me a little longer to get to work. But, yeah, it's all good, though.
Curious if you look at your, your MPG stats on your dash. After driving like that for a little bit, I'm curious to see what you get your truck up to.
Well, it does go up, I'm going to tell you, but not a lot. But I guess every little bit helps. Seems like it drinks a lot more, too.
In the past 450 miles, my truck says the best has been 24.4, but the average has been 18.8.
Yep, I got the same thing. MOC said at the factory. I got 24.4 for the best. Right now I'm sitting at 19.4.
So that's probably that little boost you'll get from your driving styles. My takeoffs might be a little more fuel consuming, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. I'm not very heavy on the foot as well. I am going to try something different. I was going to go start taking, I usually go down Broadway. I was going to start going down like Erie and see if driving the 45 mile an hour speed limit makes a difference as well. You're not going as fast, I don't think you would burn up as much fuel.
But you were always an Erie Street person, and you cut over as soon as you could. I definitely didn't think you were a Village of Lancaster person, but, you know, I'm sure there's studies that have been done, but it'd be interesting on your own vehicle to see what it does. You know, overcoming the moment of inertia from being stopped to accelerating how much fuel that takes versus just cruising along at a steady speed, even if it is 55.
You're right, I used to take Erie Street a lot, and I switched. I'm like, oh, you know what, I'll just start going Broadway, because Broadway's not bad. That was before they put the extra light, and Broadway's getting more congested now. So, I've been starting to take Erie Street again. They got that ransom light now, which I didn't think was need to be necessary, but it's there now. Yeah, like I said, there's more and more people on the road now. So, I don't know if that's from the Batavia run, or I know that used to mostly be Genesee Street, but, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try doing, just for comparison, do Broadway for a while, and then the switch to Erie C. Like I said, if driving slower does make it better.
There's the, there's the, whatchamacallit, the sanity factor associated with it. Very often, unless I'm specifically looking for the scenic route, like taking the 20 out to, let's say we're going to go to Sauter's or something, I'll get on the thruway 8 times out of 10. Sometimes, I'll take the thruway one way and take 20 back, or vice versa, but rarely do I take 20 both ways. I take the thruway most times, just because I like to turn on the cruise control and just kick back and sail along. And I think we've had this conversation before, and then thinking about fuel consumption, the little bit of money savings versus the stopping and going of the stop signs and wear and tear on brakes, and I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's all our own decision when we assess it. Who I haven't heard here yet this morning is Brad. Are you out there this morning, Brad? Want to join us?
Good morning. This is KE2GDQ. How are you guys?
Personally, I'm definitely doing okay this morning. It's Friday. Feels a little sticky, though. Obviously, it rained. Even though it's cool, 50-something degrees out, it feels a little icky. And maybe that was coming out of the apartment and it felt like that, and it, I just haven't, you know, dried up, if you will, but yeah, it just felt that way. Probably being, being damp, a hot shower, all added to it, coming out and it being damp. But, yeah, it is what it is. Get to work in an air conditioning. How's your Friday looking?
Friday's looking pretty good. I'm going to head down to Blaisdell this morning, do a little activity that takes place every Friday morning. Then hopefully do some work around the house. I'm thinking, but maybe not today. We'll see what the weather is. I may actually take the cover off the pool this weekend and get that up and running.
Part of me says it's early, but I guess the snow's gone. You might as well get it started and get it treated, get it, you know, get it cleaned, and get it ready to go. So, yeah, and we only have so many weeks. So, yeah, now is the time to do it.
Yeah, I found the sooner I open it up, the easier it is to get it clear and to get the solar cover on and get it warmed. Also, we have a lot of common grackles around the house because we have a bunch of arborvitae. They love to nest in it. And when they clean their nest with from their young, they drop their droppings in the water. And if it's on the cover, it just makes it really, believe it or not, it makes it harder to clear it up. It just, so if, as long as there's water, then it's, I can just go in with the leaf rake and clean it up a lot easier.
My first question is what is the bird that you, my ears didn't seem like it sounded through my ears it didn't seem to sound familiar. Can you tell me the name of that bird again, and is it similar to something else?
They're called a common grackle, or just grackle, G-R-A-C-K-L-E, yeah, grackle. They're a pretty, like a blackbird. They're kind of iridescent. You'll see shades of blue and purples and stuff when they move in the light. They do migrate. They do leave in the fall and come back in the spring.
I might have to look those up and or look out for them. I wonder if I've just assumed that they were, you know, normal blackbirds, maybe not seeing the colors. So, Ross, you guys putting up your pool this year?
Oh, yeah, I'll put it up eventually. That's definitely not going to be this weekend, though. It's supposed to be cold, again. It's supposed to set down into the 40s. So it's definitely, my pool's a little different than Brad's, but mine's fill it up and leave it. So you put fresh water in. I'm not starting from a dead, or not from dead, from water that needs to be treated right away. Should come out treated. Not to get off topic, but to add to the whole fuel mileage thing, I was actually pondering this year trying to ride my bike to work and back. Park the truck for a while. That means I would have to put a mobile on the bike.
That would be quite a ride, Ross. How many miles is it?
Google Maps puts it at about 8.4 miles. Go down Erie Street, but I think I would go down the bike path, which I don't think that'd be too much farther. Yeah, it says it would take me 49 minutes by bike. And I don't know if that's for the average biker or that's for just a beginner, but one of these days I would like to just go by myself. Obviously, Evelyn would like to come, but yeah, I would have to just go by myself and try the ride, see how long it actually takes me.
Yeah, that would be not a bad bike ride. When we lived in Olean, there was a summer that I rode back and forth to work. It was about 3 miles each way, but on the way home, let me rephrase that. On the way to work, it was about 3 miles. And on the way home, I would take the long way, which was, I think, 5 or 6. Yeah, I was in pretty good shape then, but that was in my 30s. So it was easy for me. Well, it was doable. Yeah, yeah, that would be a nice ride.
Yeah, also I have to, like I said, first off, before you even do anything, I would just try it. Before you even put a, I do have a mobile radio, it's a small one, I could put it on there with a battery, but obviously, that might add a little weight as well. But, it would be cool. And if I really like it, I would do it, but like I said, I would have to, try it out by myself first, see what my, first of all, what my towers is, if I'm gonna, like, have to walk, you know, get a cramp or something, like, halfway there. With the Avalon, we did dirt ride the bike that we, surprisingly, Avalon took us all the way to pavement from our, from Taline, and that whole bike path. I was actually impressed. I'm surprised she couldn't make it that far. And she wanted to keep going. I'm like, no, I said, we gotta turn around and get back. I'll go, the truck is still back at Taline Road. I go, we gotta make it back yet. So maybe this year, she's a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger. Maybe we'll make it all the way to the end here. We're at the, I think it's Heritage Trail. The one by, I haven't stopped at Commerce, I know. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what she does today, or this year.
Oh yeah, that would be quite a ride for her. But yeah, it's amazing what the kids are capable of doing before we realize it. When I first got the PCB, I started riding my bike to work, but it's mostly uphill from here, and it's only a couple miles, but I would get to work, and I'd be just drenched, and then so I stopped doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of condition I would be in either. I'm not a big, big sweaty person. I don't sweat too much. Obviously, unless I'm really working hard, but, yeah, I'm going to have to see. I'll turn back to Travis and see if Jeff's in there. KC2 PEC.
KC2 NBN, good morning. I'm here.
Go ahead, take it, Jeff.
Not much is going on. Glad it's Friday. I'm off all next week. I'm going to Ohio for gun school, so I won't be around all next week. And other than that, went to Zoe's wrestling practice last night, and the tournament that's supposed to be Saturday may or may not occur. I guess there are only 5 girls total that signed up for the whole thing so far.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm wondering if the girls have gotten involved in, did they play field hockey at this time of year and or lacrosse? And, well, obviously softball. I wonder if they're all involved in some other sport.
Could be, and flag football started up, but we don't really know why the girls haven't signed up, other than maybe they didn't get it out on time, as far as people knowing that it's even there. I would not be offended if they canceled it and just nothing happened, because with I still got to pack and get a bunch of stuff together and run to the store a couple times and. So,
they
got a busy weekend.
Yeah, especially getting ready for your trip. Ron was talking a little bit about that last night down at Blaisdell.
What was going on last night at Blaisdell?
The Steel Challenge in 22.
Oh, I keep forgetting about those. I haven't done any of that yet. I didn't even go to radio last night because Zoe had wrestling practice. We didn't get home until like 10:30.
Yeah, there was quite a turnout. There was 13 people there last night, so a big crowd, relatively speaking.
Well, depending on how radio goes, I might have to check it out. But it is that time of day. I'm going to make this my final. 73s, everyone. And we'll talk to you all on the inside, or when I get back. KC2 NBN clear.
Now you got to go again, Brad. You guys doubled.
It's just another activity that I like to do now that I'm retired and can enjoy it. And yeah, it's fun.
Seems like they left you, Brad. I think they had to jump off and get into the building. I'm surprised that Jeff starts that early. They don't like it unless I start, like, 5 minutes, too.
Yeah, I remember that. They didn't want you punching in too early. They didn't want you punching in late. I obviously understand that, all that. Maybe he goes in and gets his coffee and then punches in. I don't know. I never did have to punch in, so that never bothered me. But I always tried to get there between 7 and 7:15.
No, I don't get to punch in earlier or later. I don't get that. It's all done electronically now. I mean, so I'm like, I don't know what the big deal is. I mean, so what's the deal? So if you're punching in early, you're actually compensating for the time you got to go get your coffee if you want it. Log in to the computer because you know how long that takes. And stuff like that. And I don't understand why, what the big deal is about having to, punch in too early.
Everybody logs in on a computer now, or do they still do the swipe at the clock?
You gotta do both. You gotta swipe in, obviously, when you walk in, and then, at least I will. Yeah, everybody pretty much has to log in on their computer now. Some people turn them off. I mean, you get some that thing, sometimes it takes a good, depends on what it is, and you know how the terminals were at work, it takes a good 5 minutes to get logged in. That's a lot of time to go by.
Yeah, that is. That is a lot of time. Some of those terminals took quite a bit to boot up. So I guess that's why they used to leave them on all the time. Would make sense. But yeah. I didn't know that had changed.
Yeah, going back to the whole bike thing, I wouldn't mind getting the exercise benefits. I used to jog, and I've been finding that it takes it wears down on my, it's wearing on my knees, so I'm like, I gotta stop doing that. So it's just the pounding. I don't know how some of these people, I guess their joints are maybe built better. I don't know. I know their knees are like falling off. I guess that's why they have knee surgery. I think biking is better for your knees, so it doesn't take the pounding. And a couple things. I would say wear and tear my vehicle, save me fuel mileage, and I'll get some exercise out of the deal. I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, one of these weekends, I'm going to try it and see what happens.
Yeah, that would be some really good exercise. Biking is one of the better ones, both for cardio and for strength, for stamina. It would save your knees. Maybe we keep them moving too, and I think that's one of the big things is just to keep the joints moving, to keep them lubricated. That would be good. That's something I got to do is get my bike out and start riding on a regular basis.
I have two options too. I have my mountain bike. That goes okay. I do have a 10-seat, which I think would be better. But I'm gonna have to. That was my first bike, was a 10-speed, and it is actually surprisingly a lot heavier than my my mountain bike. I was wondering if I should put the put different tires on the mountain bike. Seeing that since that's lighter, it would be easier for me to ride. I'm afraid the mountain. It's got the mountain bike tires on. I'm afraid those would. Over time, it's just like anything. Like if you don't have like a street tire or like the road, I think the mountain bike tires would just get eaten up real quick.
Yeah, that makes sense. I could see that happening. You know, in the mountain bike tires, they've got a more aggressive tread on it, which usually means more resistance. And the street tires would be, I think you can put them at a higher pressure. So you have less rolling resistance. So that all makes sense. Is that trail paved all the way from where you pick it up at Town Line, and it's paved all the way to Commerce?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's blacktop paved. It's really nice. It's smooth, everything. It's a real good trail. I like it. I was hoping that they would... So that was the old railroad. That used to be a railroad track that they converted that into it. And it used to be my dirt bike trail until they decided to pave it. But it's getting more use now, more than it was as a dirt bike trail. and it's still a Vail Trail. But the first thing, if I even go farther than Town Line the other way, because that railroad still goes all the way to Sand Ridge. And I think you maybe, yeah, it stops right there near, I'm trying, if you know where St. John's Church, it's just down from there. And there's talks about Alden making a complete net all the way to between Sand Ridge and Town Line.
Yeah, I know where the St. John's Church is. I'm trying to think of where I've seen those dead tracks. But I know that that trail does cross pavement, because I see that when I go to W2SO Club. And so then I knew it came out on Commerce, because I always saw there would be times I'd go down that road to pick up Broadway or vice versa, and I would see it there. Because Karen and I talked about taking our bikes there a couple of times, just never have.
Like I said, if I really enjoy it and I can make this pass and not really be, shouldn't be too tired, I mean, I'll probably recover pretty quickly. I'll probably have to pick up some lights and light it up to give it a tail light and a headlight. I think legally they have to now. I think I would have to, I already have a helmet, so I would have that, but I think I gotta put lights on it too if I'm gonna be doing this.
Yeah, definitely the lights, and then don't forget the rain gear.
I would try to pack as light as I could. I would actually keep that. I think I would only go on definitely known sunny days. I would go and do it then. Obviously, the weatherman's not so very reliable. I don't know if we're supposed to have some pretty nasty storms last night with tornadoes and everything, and we only got some rain out of it. The weatherman strikes again. Of course, it's probably hard to predict those, but yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the story. I guess down south they supposedly had a tornado. They only show pictures of just some trees getting torn out. We get those in windstorms. There's no damage to buildings or anything else. It's just some trees down. So they consider that, I guess, a tornado. So, tornado damage. They do that. I think they try to hype it up because we don't get those big tornadoes up here, which is a good thing. Definitely don't want them.
Agree. Definitely don't want tornadoes here. I know there's been a couple that have been spotted. I think Lenny was telling me about the tornadoes. I was also listening to WA2HKS this morning, and they're hooked to a Vegas repeater, and the guys down in Vegas were saying that they had some high winds down there this morning, which would have been on 3 o'clock.
Yeah, I believe up here it was supposed to have been last night sometime. In between like the evening hours around 8 o'clock, but I think what happens eventually is that the weatherman sees it coming. I think once it hits the lake, I think it'll be as cold as the lake is. I think it just sucks the energy right out of the storm, and then when by the time they get to us, they're like just a rainstorm. There's like no thunder or lightning or not a lot of wind with it. But all right, Brad, it's that time again. That's 873 to you. I'm going to have to get in there. And you have a good weekend. So KD2GDQ, this is KD2PET. Have a good weekend, Brad. I'll talk to you on Monday.
73 is KC2PET. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. And this is KE2GDQ, and we're clear for today.